Archaeologists have discovered evidence of a type of skull surgery dating back to the Bronze Age. It's similar to a procedure still being used today. Science reporter Ari Daniel has more.
Some 3,500 years ago, the town of Megiddo, currently in northern Israel, was a thriving center of trade.
It was already quite influential and powerful in the region.
Today, it's the site of a major excavation, one that Rachel Kalischer, a bioarchaeologist and PhD student at Brown University, has visited often. One day, she was there cleaning out the skull of an adult male.
With dental tools and maybe a paintbrush, but really manual removal of dirt. And I see this giant trephination in it.
Vocab alert, trephination, a hole made by a surgical procedure where a piece of the skull is removed.
To relieve pressure from the head.
As a way of treating, or attempting to treat at the time, epilepsy, seizures, and more. It was a square hole about the size of a large postage stamp.
It looked so fresh and so sharp, and it was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
This hole was made in the man's skull when he was still alive, and the way it was made was rare. Trephinations date back thousands of years to the Neolithic period, but this is the earliest example of this technique in the region by at least several centuries. Today, a similar procedure called a craniotomy is used to treat brain tumors, aneurysms, and other problems. Below the man's skull, his bones were marked by lesions, consistent with an infectious disease like tuberculosis or leprosy. Kalischer speculates the trephination was an intervention for his declining condition.
So that individual, from head to toe, had a lot going on.
And sadly, he didn't survive long after the procedure. The man was buried beside someone else, whose bones also had lesions. Earlier DNA analysis revealed it was his younger brother.
This is just a really good example of collaborative work that's using as many lines of inquiry as possible.
Asia Lance is a bioarchaeologist at Harvard University and wasn't involved in the research.
And they're doing a very good job of putting it together with the actual, like, historical context of the site in the Bronze Age.
Now, when these two brothers died, they weren't shunned due to their illness. Rather, says Rachel Kalischer, they were honored with a shared grave alongside food offerings and fine ceramics.
I think that it really illustrates the humanity of whoever buried them.
It's a special moment for Kalischer when all these fragments of bone assemble into a story of a people who lived and died long ago. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.